And it's wonderful because as you really allow that to take place within you, and then as you allow that to now do the overflow, and that overflow doesn't happen in that greater sense until you've really done the inner work, have learned the lessons, and have allowed that loving to fill you completely and awaken you to the soul of your own being, then it will begin to overflow. If you start doing all this service work and giving, giving, giving out here before that happens inside of you, you're going to run empty. A lot of you know what that feels like because you've already done that. The good news is when you become aware of that, well, when you run empty, you got to stop. There's no more gas to keep moving, so you got to fill up. You go inside in the meditation. Begin to allow that loving to fill you. And allowing that loving to fill you is also loving yourself so that that greater loving can also come in. Not only as a co-creator, but God as your partner. All those different phrases. It's understanding what they really mean and how to do that. And then awakening to the knowing through the experience. Doesn't matter what you believe or what you imagine, it's the experience of the true knowing that really counts. So always go for that. Look for that. Know that. And then it's easy. It's automatic. You just flow right along with it. It just happens. And then it overflow. Begin with yourself. Overflow within yourself and then enjoy it when it truly does overflow and how it begins to touch others. Then you begin to truly give the spirit of giving. The spirit of giving, not just giving, the spirit of giving, which is loving. And in that loving, it'll give in all kinds of ways, spiritually and in every level, mentally, emotionally, imaginatively, physically. Then what might have been an obligation of giving gifts even physically, now begins a blessing, a sharing of loving. And then the receiving. Do you know what a blessing it is when somebody wants to give to you and you say, oh no, no, thank you. You might have just shut the door for yourself, but yet in a sense, you also shut a door, not the door, a door for where they had that receiving and was now overflowing to give. And we just simply didn't allow. Don't worry, though. It'll go give somewhere else. But hey, why not allow it in that moment so you receive the blessing as well? And when somebody wants to give to us and we feel shut down, look inside. Do we feel unworthy? Undeserving? But even as you look inside and begin to wonder what that is, don't get caught up in trying to figure that out. Just take note of it. Be aware. There's the learning in there. But begin to love that part that is shut down because that's the only way you're going to open it up. It doesn't open by figuring it out. Oh yeah, I know what that is. That's great that you know what that is, but you're still a jerk. Well, don't we call people that when we don't experience that flow of loving with them? Yeah, they're know-it-all. They know everything. But that door to that giving and receiving spiritually is shut. Sure, they're really smart intellectually, but their wisdom really sucks. Because the wisdom is the movement of loving and the knowing and understanding that comes with that. Go for that. But then even if somebody is a jerk, even if it's yourself, begin to love that. Don't make it wrong. Don't judge it. That's part of the experience in this world. That's how we're learning to become co-creators. It's always, always about who you are and your approach inside of yourself, with no matter what you're dealing with, whether it's inner or outer. It is your approach that is going to open the doors to who you are and your knowing of that. So give and receive first and foremost to yourself, inside of yourself. And at times, if you feel stuck and you just can't seem to move that, you're chanting the names of God, you're doing the LAF, and it's just stuck, that's when I usually know it's time to get up and do physically. Even out here physically, giving or receiving physically, I even find serves as a wonderful tool to begin to open those areas within me. Because even in that physical movement, I have found can be a useful tool to assist me in even opening those doors inside where I feel stuck. Because when I move about physically, I'm always having different experiences inside because I pay attention to that. And so as I do things physically, I'm always watching and listening and learning from whatever is going on inside of me. So through every experience, I'm discovering how I shut down, how I open up, how can I keep opening up. How can I keep opening and sharing my loving? And how can I keep opening to receive God's loving through everyone else? It's both. I found myself sometimes get so in this mode of doing and giving that I do start to run a little empty. And I was like, relax and receive. Relax and receive. Allow that loving in. And as it pours into you, is it expressed even from another? Can you feel that coming from them? Let it in. And if you feel it shutting off at any point within you, just relax. And let that loving now just trickle through all those areas that feel stuck or blocked. Just let it trickle through. That's how water works. It never stops. It keeps flowing. Even if you build a dam up, eventually that flow of water will break it down. So the more you can relax and just allow it to break down, well, that's what the water will do. That's what the waters of loving will do. Will just automatically begin to wear it down until it dissolves. And all you have to do is relax, allow it to take place, and sometimes direct it into that place by holding your attention on the loving in that place where you want to experience that greater openness inside of you with the loving where it may not be. Oh, yeah. I was going to write this in the beginning, then I knew to leave it for the end. The CRY acronym, right? Creator. Ye creators. Reunite yourself. Or co-creator, if you want to look at that. Reunite yourself. Give and receive on every level. I left you some time this week.
And it truly is becoming like a child once again. We've heard it stated that in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we have to become like a child. And truly it is connecting back into that child that we all are, a child of God, and connect back into the essence that that child of God is, which is loving. And allow the loving to be that which is first and foremost by which we live our lives. It is that loving that transforms. It is that loving that moves. It is that loving that awakens. And so by becoming a child once again and living in that innocence, living in that freedom, living in that giving and receiving, we truly do begin to transform ourselves, transform our lives, to transform our experience and our existence, and once again wake up into the truth, the divine of who we are. Wake up and truly realize that we are not imprisoned here. We are not trapped here. And that it is in giving that we do receive. Oftentimes, we have to open the door. We have to put the energy into motion. We have to do a movement of some kind in order to begin to allow something to change, something to move, something to happen. And so it is by us giving, giving in loving, giving in innocence, giving in willingness and awareness, that things begin to change. And I'll tell you, the easiest way to do it is to give to those around you. You don't have to go out into the world somewhere to give. Give to those closest to you. Give to them. Because oftentimes, those are the places where we move into habit. We move into routine. We move into forgetfulness with those closest to us of giving and receiving. We get into such a habitual state of doing in the world, of these relationships that are closest to us, that after a while we lose sight of why these relationships are present. What are they about? And we lose that sense of importance, and we lose that sense of connectiveness and participation. And in losing all of that, we lose that movement of loving between us and them. So those that are closest to you is where this can begin. Begin by inside yourself, allowing yourself to look at those around you in the world, your friends, your relatives, whatever it might be, and just allow yourself to once again connect back into that movement of loving for them. Allow yourself to give, maybe inside quietly, unspoken, or maybe spoken or demonstrated in some way, a movement of loving. And it may be, in order for that to happen, you have to move into forgiveness with them. Because something happened between you and them a long time ago, or maybe yesterday, that shut the door, or you just quietly pulled the door shut because you didn't want to participate in that way, with the way that it was with them. You are the one who has to open the door. Whether they pushed it shut or you pulled it shut, open it once again. Open it in vulnerability. Open it in participation. Open it because you want your freedom. You want to live in that movement of the divine flow of loving. Open it. And do it as simply and easily and gently as you can. It can be just inside yourself, just stating to yourself, I am loving you. I am sharing my loving with you. And I am open to receiving your loving, however it is you wish to share it. Even if you want to curse at me and cuss at me and yell at me and blame me, I know that in those words, in that energy, there is loving. And I open to receive that because I know that in that I will receive the essence of your truth Even though you may have misdefined and misrepresented and misexpressed, I know that there's loving in there. And I appreciate you for sharing that with me. If you can begin to move more into that place of neutrality with this giving and receiving, you give not with expectation, they are not going to change. They are going to be who they are. But you give your loving as they are, acceptance. And then you open to receive their loving, however it wishes to come in from them. Again, in neutrality, it's all loving. So if it's yelling at you, blaming you, or whatever it might be, or if it may be words of loving or friendship, you receive it all as one. It's not one or the other, it is loving. Then you begin to become as one of these children of, by which you enter into the kingdom of heaven. Have you ever watched children when they are in the playground or when they're just playing together, wherever it might be? They might get in an argument. They might get into this blaming game back and forth. But underneath it all, there's friendship. And in that friendship, there's caring. And there's loving. And in that action, there is innocence. There is innocence. And they may blame somebody for a moment or hold something against somebody for a moment, but it's just for a moment. And those walls come tumbling down very quickly because the game of life is more important. The participation, the joy, the doing, the fun of life. And they would rather move back into that and continue doing that than it is to do the separation and not have anybody to play with. So look around in your life and see who is in your life that you want to play with. Who would you like to go and have a good time with? And see who that might be. And let it be that that's the place where you begin. And you know where the one that really is the first place to begin is with yourself. We have forgotten how to play with ourselves. We have forgotten to be playful. We have forgotten to be caring. We have forgotten to be loving with ourselves. As I've spoken about loving those around you and forgiving those around you and accepting them just as they are around you, in truth, it begins at home. It begins right here with you. If you do not do that with yourself, you really can't do it fully, wholly, completely with others. And if you've done it with yourself and you're not doing it with others, guess what? That energy is going to back up on you and you're going to be holding judgment. You're going to be holding that door shut once again and you're not going to be in loving with yourself again. You're going to be in separation. And you're going to lose that playfulness. You're going to lose that joy. You're going to lose that innocence once again. Once you begin moving the energy, you want to continue moving it. And you want to continue finding that place where it can be shared, be expressed, be given, and be received. So begin with yourself. Love yourself. Accept yourself. Forgive yourself. Be in that with you. Be in innocence. Be in neutrality. Be in the movement of loving yourself. Even if you don't really love yourself right now, do it anyway. Just say it. Stand in front of the mirror and look in your eyes and just say, you know, Jim, I really love you. I can remember doing that when I was 19 years old. Because I had gone into such separation and judgment with myself about a lot of different things. And one day, I woke up from a dream, and in that dream, I could see that I was chasing after somebody with a knife, and I was going to kill him. I was so angry at him, I was going to kill him. And as I got closer to the person that I was going to kill with this knife, all of a sudden I realized, boy, that looks very familiar. Who is that? Who is it I'm trying to kill? And finally I said, who are you? And they stopped and they turned and it was me. I was chasing after myself to kill myself because of all the anger, all the frustration, all the separation and judgment I had created with myself. So from that morning on, every morning I stood in front of the mirror, forever how long it was, and I would just look in my eyes and I would just repeat over and over and over, I love you, Jim. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jim. Until finally one day I felt it. I knew it. It moved. The energy moved. And then that began to change. So you don't have to believe it. You may not even want it. But do it anyway. You may not feel you're worthy of loving. But do it anyway, because the moment you begin to put that in action, things transform. They change in the inner kingdom, and they'll even change in the outer. Because the moment you begin to say to yourself, I love you, whether you believe it, feel it, know it, something happens. This world is a world of polarity, positive and negative. Well, you've been living in the negative polarity of this creation, of separation, of judgment, of fear. When you begin to just state something positive, whether you believe it or not, doesn't matter, but if you just begin to state it, polarity begins to change. Now, it may take time for it to change to a positive and hold to the positive, but when you say, I love you, in that moment, the polarity switches. But if the pattern is strong enough to the negative will go right back. We'll slip right back into that negative polarity and we'll just continue on into it until we choose to change that polarity once again. So I found that, yes, yeah, standing in front of the mirror, I could change that polarity. I could move into loving after a while. I could begin to feel it move. But I'd get up, go do the rest of the day, and somewhere in the day, usually about 5 minutes after I left the bathroom, the polarity would begin to try to shake me back into the old negative. And I then found that I had to ever, ever work, stay present, stay awake, stay now, in this moment of doing, to keep choosing back into that new polarity of action, of loving myself, of caring about myself, of accepting myself, of forgiving myself. And the more I continued to expand that few moments of standing in front of the mirror saying I love you into the rest of my day, the more the polarity around me changed. I began to hold to the positive more and more and more. And then what I found is I didn't have to do much else in the world but just go and live more in this positive polarity, holding to that, and the world began to respond to me differently. My parents did, my brother did, my boss at work did, my friends did. And so I began to find that in order to receive from them what I really wanted to receive from them, which was loving and acceptance and forgiveness, I had to do it with myself. I had to stand in that myself, that positive, that polarity of the positive, in order to be able for them to be able to share it with me and for me to be able to receive it from them and to allow it in. So I really had to start with myself, of giving to me, of sharing with me, of loving with me. And then everything else just automatically transformed. And I found as soon as I was in the loving with myself, well, gosh, it was a lot easier to love my brother or to love whoever it was, to be in the loving with them. Now, it doesn't mean that that loving is the loving of a dynamic relationship in the world with them. But it's acceptance, it's participation, it's willingness, it's openness, it's vulnerability. It's giving and receiving. It's listening and sharing. And that all began. And now I can be very aware when that polarity begins to shift, where some old pattern, way, way back when, starts to slip and begins to pull me back into the negative polarity, all I have to do is go, oh, I love myself, and I love you, whoever that is inside of you right now, or me, myself, right now, that is creating that negative thought, that feeling, that response, that reaction. And I can just shift it right back. And sometimes it can be just a simple word or just a simple look in somebody's eye or the way they hold their mouth as they look at me or as they don't look at me that causes me to shift back into that negative polarity. Have you ever experienced that? You don't know why, but all of a sudden it's just like that look just pushes you back into an old pattern way, way back when. Well, I did an investigation on that for myself. I began to look at that to see where did those feelings of inferiority, of separation, of lack, of disconnect, where did those come from? And I began to realize that it was just what I shared. It was from not words, but just a response of a look, of an expression, of a movement of a body, of someone around me that would cause me to hesitate, to pull away, to judge myself, to feel inferior. And as I began to look, I realized that a lot of my responses that would cause me to go back into my old negative way started at a very early age, premental, where I was more in the emotional, physical state of consciousness, where the child is really innocent and is really giving and receiving in flow and fluidity, that I began to create separation, that I began to move back into a negative polarity of judgment, of fear, of separation with myself and then with them. And it would just be a look. It would just be a movement. It would be something that would stimulate those patterns in me. So sometimes we can't figure out, well, just why is it? And that's why it is important, just like Brian said, don't try to figure it out. Don't engage the mind. Let the loving do what it's going to do. Let it transform it. Let it lift us above it. Because if we will just hold our attention here at the seat of the soul, as we meditate and as we do the day, we rise above all those elements of the lower self, of the physical body self, and all those consciousnesses of it. And we live above it. And by living above all of that, where the loving truly does reside, the loving will transform it automatically. But we do have to do that inner kingdom work in order to be able to hold our attention, our awareness, and to live in this place of loving all the time. We have to do that inner kingdom work of loving and acceptance and forgiveness. Of ourselves and of others, of ourselves and of this world. And I'll give you a real challenge. Love yourself, accept yourself, and forgive yourself just as you are. And then in the world, love the person that causes you to go into reaction with the most. Love them, accept them, and forgive them just as they are. And I can give you one person that might be a challenge for you to work with that on that, and that is President Bush. Can you love him just as he is? Can you accept him just as he is? Can you forgive him and all that he is doing? That's the difference of the negative and the positive polarities and neutrality. You love everyone just as they are. You accept them just as they are. You forgive them and how they are, and allow them their journey, their experience, their opportunity of their growth on this life. They are the Creator reuniting with themselves. Just as you are the Creator reuniting with yourself, the Creator. And they are doing it in their particular action on their journey of existence in returning home to God, and you are doing the same. If you can separate yourself from all the elements of the action and reaction of this level of creation and look at the greater truth of God's journey in all of creation, it's easier to do. But if you get caught up in the polarity of action and reaction, positive and negative, it is harder to look at another person and to truly be loving and accepting and forgiving of them in certain situations. So look at it, see how you can best put it into action. It's easier to do it with those close around you because oftentimes that's where the greatest separation exists. It often can be with our wife or our husband or our partner in life, with our children, with our parents, with our relatives, and with our friends. And it kind of flows out in that order. So begin at those levels. But remember, the loving comes from you to them. So it also has to start with you loving yourself in order to be able to share something other than your judgment and your anger and your frustration and your separation. Yes, you can be giving of your loving, but you can also be giving of all that which isn't, which is misdefined, misexpressed loving. And that's all it is. Judgment is just misdefined, misexpressed loving. All we want to do is transform it back into its true nature. And that's the innocence. That's the acceptance. That's the forgiveness that brings the loving forward. Isn't it fun? So if you really want to give a gift this year, stand in front of the mirror and give a gift of loving to yourself. Look into your eyes and give loving. Look into the eyes of all those around you and just give loving. You don't have to say it, just give it. And you will receive it. You'll receive it inside yourself. You will receive the loving of your own nature, of your own soul, giving back to you in the fullness. And you will find the loving of the souls of those you are loving giving back to you. We get it. Ryan and I get it from you all the time. We'll be driving down the street or walking somewhere or doing something, and all of a sudden, ooh, there's the loving. It's coming in. And sometimes we know who it's from or where it's from. And other times it's just a flow of loving. It's just a movement of loving. Well, what do? We just allow it in because, boy, it's wonderful. And it nurtures us and it feeds us. And we know that that's just loving that's moving through us to move into this creation, to move with the person who's sharing that loving. And it just is a divine flow. We don't close down and hold on to it and go, ooh, let's hold on, let's not lose this. Because the moment you shut down and try to hold on to it, guess what? You just stop the flow. So you stay open and you just allow it to continue to move. Allow it. Share with it. Participate with it. And just add your own loving into it. So what I do is I just say, whoever this is coming from, I love you. And may this loving continue to flow as you wish it to flow. And may it flow the way I wish it to flow, which is in the divine harmony of love that is God. And I know that as you give, so shall you receive. That loving will return back unto you with greater loving than what you gave. And then you've got to be willing to open up a little bit more, or maybe a lot more, to allow that greater loving in. And as that loving goes out and comes back to you again, you've got to open up even more to allow even that greater loving in. Until finally you truly are fully open to that movement of the divine flow. Then there is no giving and there is no receiving. It's just living in the movement, living in the moment, living in God's loving. So, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and may God's loving really be with you through this holiday season and through the year to come and the rest of this lifetime. Just ever expanding you. And the one thing I know is, even if you don't want to expand, God's up there with a little can opener, ever punching holes or ever prying us open, if we'll just allow it. So thank you all very much. And have a good week.
Remember to laugh and cry. That's how you...
Ha ha, boo hoo.